Now let's turn to the political story of the day. And if yesterday was about the departure of Eamon Ryan as leader of the Green Party, today is all about who will succeed him. The party's executive council met last night to decide how the election for the next party leader will be conducted. To tell us about that now and who's dusting down their CV to pitch for the job, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, good morning. Scarcely pausing for breath after yesterday's announcements that the leader and the deputy leader are stepping down from the Green Party. What is the process now to move forward and elect a new leader, Paul?
Well, later on today, the Green Party is going to accept nominations for leaders who are going to be candidates. Well, the first person who is out of the traps is the Minister of State, Pippa Hackett, who sits at Cabinet. Pauline O'Reilly, the Senator, who is also a candidate in the European elections. She's just been on Virgin Media and she's announced that she's going to be supporting Pippa Hackett. So that's the first name we have in the hat. We expect, but don't know just yet, that Roderick O'Gorman, the Minister for Children and Integration, that he too will throw his hat in the ring, but we haven't heard from him just yet.
And a heads up as well to Oisin Smith, who'll be a guest on this programme after 8 o'clock, and we'll be checking in with him on any leadership ambitions he might have. But is his name being mentioned?
His name certainly is being mentioned. He is someone who is the Minister of State for the Circular Economy, someone who came out well of the local elections here. Councillors for Dunleary, each of the wards have returned a Green TD. So we'd be in a strong position. But I think it's more likely that Oisin Smith is someone who is going to be backing a candidate rather than launching his own campaign. But no doubt you'll be able to clarify that, Mary, in a few minutes' time anyway.
And moving forward in terms of the vote and so on, what happens from there once we have nominations?
So once we have nominations, we're going to have a 3-week campaign. With the Green Party, someone only needs to be a member of the Green Party and have 50 signatures, 50 other members backing them to stand. So that's a pretty low bar when it comes to other political parties. So it's quite possible you could have a crowded field. Anyone who wants to stand effectively can stand. There will be some anxiousness within the party if there was to be a long, divisive campaign, given this is a coalition government which is heading towards a general election. It might be possible for some in the party to believe that the best thing they could have is just a sole candidate and to have a coronation of sorts. But my sense of it so far is that there is going to be a contest, and that means three people advocating that they're the best person for the party rather than just one.
I'm wondering as well about the attributes of that leader in terms of if you look at the state of the party coming out of the European and local elections. They lost their two Green Party MEPs. They are down 20-something councillors as well on what their offering was prior to the election. So what attributes does a new leader need to have to take the party forward?
I think you're right. The Green Party did have a really bad local and European election. On the first day of the count, it seemed that their vote had held up somewhat. They had, in the local elections, topped the polls, some of their candidates in some of the areas. But the longer the count went on, the worse it seemed to get. So there are a number of immediate challenges. One is that whoever becomes the next leader of the Green Party has to decide, do they want to have a reshuffle at cabinet level of Green ministers? Eamon Ryan has said he wants to remain in situ. Cathal Martin said she's got a very busy portfolio, but does the new leader believe that that is the best thing for the party? The second thing that the coalition or the new Green Party leader has to do is to sort of solidify the position within the coalition. They have to get to grips with Micheál Martin and Simon Harris. They have to forge a relationship with them, but at the same time they show that they're not going to be pushed around. But I think when it comes to the hustings within the Green Party over the next few weeks, it's going to be who is the best person to put them in the best possible position in the general election to ensure that they don't experience a 2011 and that all of their TDs end up getting wiped out. Who is the person who's going to be able to reconnect with the electorate and ensure that as many of the 12 current TDs are returned? Yeah. And to a certain extent, Eamon Ryan put his finger on it in his speech at government buildings when he said he was going to stand down, saying that to a certain extent he felt that the Green Party's message had been twisted and that many people in rural rural Ireland believed that the party was against them. He said that was untrue, but he did feel that that was something which had currency. And so whoever is the person to be the next leader of the Green Party, that's something they're going to have to try and turn around.
Now, as you were saying, Paul, the Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly has been out on Virgin Media this morning. Let's hear what she's been saying.
We, the Greens, have four cabinet ministers. One of those would be Minister Pippa Hackett, and is the only one from outside Dublin. And I think for me, coming from Galway, that's essential now that we have that rebalancing, because I think what we have seen is people speak about the Green Party as if we don't understand what it's like to live outside Dublin. And that's not correct, but we have to address that, really meet people's concerns where they are.
Pippa Hackett, Pauline O'Reilly, name-checking there. Pippa Hackett is a senator. She sits at cabinet as a super junior. But will it be necessary for a Green Party leader to hold a seat in the Dáil as opposed to the Oireachtas? Will that be necessary if they are to have a real and meaningful role in keeping the Green Party relevant in the future?
Well, I think in the very, very short term, because Pippa Hackett sits at cabinet, she has cabinet experience, will understand and know how Simon Harris and Micheál Martin operate. So that's a positive. I think the question for the electorate will be, is Pippa Hackett likely to be returned in the next general election? And is that a question that's going to weigh on them heavily? I mean, I think that Catherine Martin will look at the local elections and be able to say, well, in Dublin Rathdown, her councillors did well. I think Oisín Smith can say in the local elections in Dunleary, once again, the councillors came back. Is it the case that Pippa Hackett is be able to show that she's in a strong position to come back? But equally, the same could be asked of Roderick O'Gorman. He is a lifelong member of the Green Party, someone who's very popular with the membership. He has got a senior ministerial position. But when it came to his electoral area, Dublin West, once again, the Green Party councillors lost seats rather than gained seats. So the same question could be asked of him as it is of Pippa Hackett too.
I suppose the big question will be for any future leader, and indeed for the deputy leader in the party, when to pull the plug if they decide to do that. I mean, they're all saying that they are going into the early part of 2025 and the full cycle of this government. But that'll be a calculation, won't it, that'll have to be made?
It's a calculation, and it's solely a choice of Simon Harris. You put your finger on it. This isn't a change just in the Green Party. You've already had one in Fine Gael. And there was a sense last night at Leinster House that this is a coalition government which isn't something of a flux. No one's quite sure just exactly what's going to happen. And the smart money seems to be that they're going to go to, the coalition government is going to go to the country in October and November rather than February, March. And so there's just a little bit of sense of unease. There's change happening, and no one's quite sure what it ultimately will mean.
All right, lots more to come on the programme. We'll check back with you as well, Paul, a little later on. Let's see if other names put their name in the mix for the Green Party leadership. That's all for now from Paul Cunningham.